Here's a thought I'm titling, Framing is Its Own Art Form. There's no question I have a love-hate relationship with framing photographs. It's expensive, it's cumbersome, it doesn't allow for changing the image and seeing something new very easily. It's a pain in the rear. But it's the convention, so we all do it. And I remember in the late 1990s, when we were doing the Lenswork Special Edition prints, we offered all of those images either matted or matted and framed. But it didn't take us long to discontinue the framing option because we kept hearing from customers who would ask things like, well, do you have that style in brown or white or purple, or can I get something that has a larger mounting lip or a smaller mounting lip or a depth? And our answer was always, we've got one frame. It's black or nothing, sort of like Henry Ford and his cars. If you want it in black, we've got a frame. If you don't, we don't have a frame. And that's when I really began to understand that framing is its own art form. But curiously enough, when I thought about this, I found myself wondering about why people made framing decisions. How did they decide that they want one frame or another? And there's probably more than one reason, so I don't want to oversimplify this. But it seemed to me that the most common answer I would get when I asked people about this was they want something that goes with the decor in their house. If their furniture and all the other artwork in their house is very modern, then they wanted a modern-looking frame. They didn't want a classic, fancy museum kind of picture frame. They wanted something that was sleek and metallic. And conversely, if they had an older decor in their house, they want a frame that matched that decor. It goes back to the old idea of, does the artwork look great above the couch? Well, that not only has to do with the artwork itself or the photograph itself, but it also has to do with what style the couch is and all the other things that are in the room that define the aesthetic of a person's home. Framing has to match the aesthetic of their home. So it's not just a color issue. It's not just a materials issue, wood or metal or whatever. It's an aesthetic issue. And that aesthetic can't be decided by someone providing them an option of a frame or not. So ultimately, we just stopped offering framed prints and instead just left it for people to go do custom framing themselves or frame it themselves so that they could have all of their own choices relative to the aesthetic of the framing. Unfortunately, the implication of that decision is that framing gets more and more expensive. I really love what frame shops can do, but I think by anybody's standard, framing seems like a fairly expensive proposition. Probably because the materials are expensive, probably because the labor is expensive, but one way or another, it's really an odd thing to me when the frame costs more than the photograph does, which is true for at least most contemporary photographers and even some famous masters from the past. What would you think if the guitar case costs more than the guitar? Or if that Kindle book that you just bought costs more than your Kindle? Wouldn't that feel a little odd? Well, it's always felt to me that framing that costs more than the artwork itself is a relationship that just escapes me. It's a reality, but it doesn't seem like it should be. But I can understand, with the cost of labor and the cost of materials, framing, custom framing, is going to be an expensive operation. And I'm more than happy to let framers do framing, which probably explains why I don't have a lot of prints that are framed, and why I've become a fan of these new things I've discovered called poster hangers. But I've already talked about that, so I won't bring it up here.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.